From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today at the White House, state officials gathered for a little how-to session, as in, how do you spend $787 billion responsibly? We're talking, of course, about President Barack Obama's economic stimulus package. With money already working its way into state budgets, it's now up to these state officials to put it to work wisely. President Obama said he has confidence the states would do just that, but he still issued this warning.
If we see money being misspent, we're going to put a stop to it, and we will call it out, and we will publicize it.
Well, joining us now from the Executive Office Building right next to the White House is Jack Lavin, who will oversee Illinois' share of the stimulus money. Welcome to the program, Mr. Lavin.
Thank you, Robert. Glad to be here.
For starters, how much money is Illinois getting?
Illinois will get about $9 billion by the formula-driven programs of ARRA. And then there'll be a number of competitive grants that we will go after, which will add to that dollar amount.
And do people in Illinois already know which project or which group of projects would be funded by that money?
Well, that's still a work in progress. We're aware of a lot of the projects, for example, on the highway and transportation projects, because there's lead time needed to get these shovel-ready projects going. We're working on that, but we're also looking for ideas, and we have a web page, www.recovery.illinois.gov, and people can go on that website and submit their ideas to us, and we will get back to them and let them know if and where their ideas fit into the stimulus program.
But the point of a stimulus program is to get money out there fast and get people working to save the jobs of those who might otherwise lose them or to give jobs to people who don't have them right now. Isn't the very implication that you might find good suggestions on the web news that those jobs wouldn't be created very quickly?
Well, that's a good point. A lot of the money is we want to get it out there very quickly, but this program goes over 18 months, so there will be funds available now, and there'll be funds available as additional guidelines come out from the federal agencies. And that's what this conference is about today, to establish those communication channels with the various federal agencies, develop relationships with them, and then see what all the guidelines are.
Have you heard ideas here in Washington about how to use this money that you'll either go home and advocate for, or did you hear things that will lead you to go home and say, you know, we thought that might have been a good idea, but from what I heard in Washington, we should not spend it on that?
Well, there's clearly in the guidelines certain things you can't spend money on, no spas, some things like that.
I didn't know that publicly funded spas were a significant issue. Are there many such projects that we didn't
know? I don't know. That was the example they used. They had a couple other examples, like swimming pools are not allowed. I mean, the Congress decided to put some of these things explicitly in the statute. So, there's just some things that they don't want the money to be spent on.
Well, to you, how many jobs does $9 billion say for Illinois?
You know, the federal government, when they passed ARRA, they said they estimated on their website that there'd be 148,000 jobs created or retained in Illinois.
148,000 jobs?
Correct.
And how quickly would those jobs be created or retained? We assume they'd be retained immediately as soon as the money was...
I think as soon as the money gets out there, and that's what we're all trying to do, is get the money out there as quickly as we can. We want to target the projects. We want to make good investments. We're going to be all held to a very high level of transparency and accountability standards. So we want to make good investments. We want to do it in a timely manner to get people back to work.
Okay. Mr. Lavin, thank you very much for talking with us.
Sure, Robert. Thank you for having me on.
That's Jack Lavin, who will oversee the state of Illinois' share of the stimulus money. He's in Washington this week as part of a group of representatives from 49 states and the District of Columbia who gathered today for a conference on how to spend the stimulus. And in case you're wondering, the one state that wasn't there today, Idaho.